54-51.
Over!
3:45 left in the fourth. Woodkey, Todd McKean to the right corner for three. Parker Yon takes it and is no good. Rebound brought in by Santa Cuthrell. Cuthrell pushing tempo. Kyle Rubel can't hang on to it. And it's saved by Cuthrell at the left wing. To the right wing for Nald. At the right elbow to Reisauer. Streaking down the lane. In for two. 14 points for Reisauer. And now it's a 5-point lead. 56-51. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel and the Pirates with 3:18 left in the fourth quarter. 5-point lead for Cassidy.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Cassidy in a 5-0 run in just the last 1 minute. 56-51, Cassidy leading with 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Luke Woodkey, Dylan Cater, left wing. Back to Woodkey, top of the key. Zone defense again from Cassidy. Aaron Fernald calling the shots from the court. Back up to Woodkey, top of the key to Anderson, right wing. Goes down the baseline. Nothing there. Double team. Skips out to Dylan Cater. Wide open for three, left wing. It's up and it's good. Dylan Cater with his second three, and it's now a 2-point game. 56-54. With 2:42 left, jealousy shot from Cuthrell is no good. And here's rebound brought in by Dylan Cadar. Anderson in transition. The basket does not count, but he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And if Cuthrell made that three, John, this one would have been blown wide open for Cass City. Instead, Anderson's at the free throw line shooting two. Foul goes against number five, Bryce Fernald, his first, team's ninth. So double bonus for the remaining 2 minutes and 35 seconds for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach has 16 fouls, one free throw for Cass City, and the free throw is good from Anderson. He has 17. Parker Yon, Evan Smolinski sit down. 56-55. 2:35 left. Free throw is up, and no good. Rebound brought in by Cuthrell. 56-55, Cassidy by 1 point. They went on a 5-0 run. Harbor Beach responded with a 4-0 run. Schenk to Reisauer, left wing. Skip pass to Cuthrell, right wing. Up to Fernald. Slows things down to Cuthrell. Into the corner, Kyle Rubel for three. It is up, and it's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Schenk. Keeps possession alive for the Redhawks. Back up to the top to Cuthrell for three. This one's no good as well. Rebound brought in by Grant Smolinski and the Pirates. Luke Woodkey brings it up for the Pirates cross midcourt. Trying to take back this lead. They trail by 156-55. Anderson's floater in the lane's no good. Rebound to Cass City. Cuthrell trying to slow things down in the corner. Rubel back out to Fernald. In the corner, Rubel. Aaron Fernald wants them to slow things down now.
Well, what's working for him was
transition.
With Schenk on the inside. Or Reisauer. One of the two.
Into the corner. Kyle Rubel takes another three. This one's no good. Rebound to land in Schenk. Loose, still loose, actually. And Anderson scoops it up. And we have a jump ball possession arrow, Cass City. That was a aggressive jump ball. 56-55. Cass City by 1 point. And they'll inbound underneath their own hoop. 1:31 left in regulation. To Schenk, to right wing, to Fernald. Cuthrell gets it in the corner, goes down the baseline. Jump stab of the right block, puts it off the glass. And it's rejected by the side of the rim, or side of the backboard. Anderson inside the lane. It's rejected by Reisauer. Cuthrell.
You can hear Minute. Coach Fernald saying, slow down, slow down.
Minute 10 left. Fernald dribbling the right wing against Booms. 1 point game. 56-55. Cuthrell against Kadar to left wing to Reisauer. In the left corner to Rubel. Back to Reischauer. Back up to Cuthrell. Pops the three. This one's up. This one's good. That's a dagger. Cuthrell with 23 in the four-point lead, 59-55. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel and the Pirates with 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Cass City 59, Harbor Beach 55.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com. And click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Harbor Beach calls a full timeout. They will inbound. On the far side of the radio in front of their student section. They trail by 4 points to Cass City, 55 for Harbor Beach, 59 for Cass City. Parker Yon inbounding to the top key to Anderson. Dribbles to the left wing, 45 seconds left. Coming down to the waning moments here. Luke Woodke trying to feed inside to Smolinski. Nothing there now. Anderson goes down the right side of the lane, spins back out to Parker Yon, goes inside the lane, off the glass, can't get to fall. Evan Smolinski gets the rebound. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots with 32 seconds left.
A lot of time came off the clock on that.
Foul goes against number five, Bryce Fernald, his second. You're absolutely right, John. Kendall Anthus will be checking in on after this first free throw from Evan Smolinski. 59-55, four-point lead for Cass City on the road. The first free throw from Smolinski is good. 32 seconds left. 59-56 now.
That got it to a one-possession ball game. I would expect the Pirates are going to go ahead and put a press on, put something that's going to pressure the Redhawks.
Second free throw is up, and this one's no good. Rebound to Reischauer.
They can still pressure right now.
Fernald. And there's the foul from Luke Woodke with 27 seconds left. So we walk the length of the court, and this puts Bryce Fernald at the free throw line shooting 1-1.
I have him as a pretty good foul shooter.
Has not scored tonight, nor has he attempted a free throw. Foul goes against Luke Woodke. That's his third, team seventh. Grant Parker Yon checks in and replaces Mason Booms. Out there for Cass City at the free throw line, Bryce Fernald, Tom Reischauer, St. Cuthrell rebounding. In the backcourt, Kendall Anthus and Landon Schenk. For Harbor Beach, Parker Yon, Evan Smolinski. Free throw is good, so Bryce Fernald gets a second. His first points of the night come at a critical time. Back out to a four-point lead.
If the Pirates are looking for somebody to follow, it might be Tom Reischauer.
60-56. Free throws up, and no, can't fall, but rebound Parker Yon for Harbor Beach. 22 seconds left. Down inside to Evan Smolinski against Kendall Anthus. It's in for 2 points, and we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel. And the Pirates 60-58 with 17 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's a full timeout, 60-58, Cass City.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning three generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
Seventeen and a half seconds left. It's a two-point lead for Cass City. 60 to 50.